This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban fighters are advancing toward Kabul, the Afghan capital, even as the first of thousands of U.S. troops to be sent back to the country set foot on the ground. The Taliban on Friday claimed victory in five major provincial capitals, including the country's second and third largest cities, Kandahar in the south and Herat in the west. A day earlier, the group captured Ghazni, a key city on the road from Kandahar to Kabul and just 150 kilometers from the Afghan capital. The development set off a new round of concern in Washington over the rapidly deteriorating security situation. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters on Friday, quote, "You can see that they are trying to isolate Kabul," although he said the Afghan capital is not right now in an imminent threat environment. But he called the speed of the Taliban advance deeply concerning. There are questions about how willing the Taliban will be to move on the capital and risk running into some of the 3,000 U.S. troops providing security for U.S. personnel and the nearby Hamid Karzai International Airport. The Pentagon said that the first of these forces from a Marine infantry battalion arrived on Friday, and the rest of the troops were expected to be in place by the end of Sunday. Their task will be to help evacuate all non-essential personnel from the U.S. embassy, as well as thousands of Afghans and their families eligible for special immigrant visas, a mission military commanders expect could put the troops in harm's way. In addition, U.S. officials warned that any attempted attack on U.S. forces would have to contend with U.S. airstrikes, not only from bombers and drones flying from U.S. bases in Qatar or aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf, but also from helicopters stationed at the airport. VOA News. The latest terrorism alert bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security warns that the upcoming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, as well as approaching religious holidays, could inspire violent attacks in the United States by extremists. A National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin issued Friday does not cite any specific threats. But the bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security says the U.S. is in a heightened threat environment. The bulletin is an extension of a similar one issued in May that expired on the day the new one was issued. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, says domestic extremists remain a priority for U.S. law enforcement and will for at least the remainder of the year. Haitian Judge Mathieu Chanlat, chosen to oversee President Jovenel Moïse's assassination case, has resigned from the investigation. He cited personal reasons in a letter that bears his signature and the stamp of the court. The letter, obtained by VOA Creole, states that he's sending the case back to the dean of the civilian court of Port-au-Prince. The dean announced Monday that security had been tightened for Chanlat shortly after naming him to the case. Other judges on the short list to oversee the case turned down the request, reportedly after receiving death threats. Moïse was assassinated in the early morning hours of July 7th inside his home in a suburb of Port-au-Prince. His wife, Martine Moïse, was gravely injured and evacuated to Miami, Florida, where she received treatment. Haitian Foreign Minister Claude Joseph has asked the United Nations to open an international inquiry into the Moïse assassination. A UN spokesman said the matter is being considered. A Briton who killed his mother and four other people before taking his own life has complained online about difficulties meeting women and being, quote, beaten down by life. Thursday's shooting was Britain's first mass shooting in over a decade. Police said Friday the motive for the shootings in Plymouth, England, was unclear, but there were no immediate signs that the crime had been an act of terrorism. They identified the gunman as 22-year-old Jake Davison and said he had a gun license. They revealed few other details. Britain's last mass shooting was in 2010, when a taxi driver killed 12 people in Cumbria in northwest England before taking his own life. Gun crimes are rare in Britain, which has strict firearm control rules. And Nicaraguan police on Friday raided the offices of an opposition newspaper, La Prensa. Police said the raid was part of an investigation into customs fraud and money laundering and said the offices would remain under police custody. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.